BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The British Prime Minister has admitted that his government didn't understand the nature of the coronavirus pandemic in its first few weeks and months. In a BBC interview, Boris Johnson also said there were open questions about whether lockdown had been imposed too late. The US Justice Department says a Singaporean man has pleaded guilty in a federal court to working as an illegal agent of the Chinese government. Jun Wei Yeo, also known as Dixon Yeo, was charged with using his political consultancy in the US as a front to collect information for Chinese intelligence. President Trump has signed executive orders aimed at reducing the price of prescription drugs, which has long been a worry for many Americans. Mr. Trump said US taxpayers had been subsidizing research and development in other countries, which he considered an abuse. The top infectious disease expert in the United States, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has said he doesn't think a return to universal lockdown is necessary, despite surging coronavirus cases in many parts of the country. Dr. Fauci said Americans hadn't yet given more basic measures a chance to work. The authorities in Chile have announced a plan to begin easing lockdown measures in parts of the capital, Santiago, as the number of daily coronavirus infections continues to decrease. The new rules will mostly benefit wealthy areas in the west of Santiago. The United States has announced it'll hold the first formal talks with Russia on space security since 2013. The announcement follows accusations from the United States and Britain that Russia recently tested an anti-satellite weapon in space. Dozens of journalists at Hungary's leading independent news website Index have resigned, saying the government is attempting to destroy it. The move came after their plea to reinstate the sacked editor was dismissed. He was sacked on Tuesday. BBC News.